This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Israel and Sudan agreed on Friday to take steps to normalize relations in a deal brokered with the help of the United States. This makes Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he's happy to have Sudan join the group.
Sudan has great potential on trade and other things. I mean, very, very successful, wonderful country, and I think it will be. It's been hampered by what's going on in the world.
The United Nations is warning of a looming health crisis in Sudan following historic floods. The floods have left behind stagnant water pools, which have created conditions for deadly mosquito-transmitted diseases to thrive. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs warns more than 5.4 million people are at risk of mosquito-transmitted diseases, such as malaria. President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden are ready to package their divergent personal styles and policy prescriptions into closing messages for the final sprint to Election Day. With their final debate behind them, the coronavirus is a central topic for both candidates on Friday. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Two different styles and messages on the road with 11 days left. The president's billing himself as the same disruptive outsider who won 4 years ago.
It's all talk, no action with his politicians.
Biden says character's on the ballot, too.
You know who I am. You know who he is.
Biden's campaigning close to home today with an event in Delaware. The president's holding two rallies in his adopted state of Florida. A virtual must-win for his re-election chances. He plans to vote there tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on the U.S. presidential election, please go to